Welcome one and all on a Tuesday. Oh, we have a lot to do. Don't let anyone tell you, oh, it's the slowest week of the year. Sure, if you're lazy. We got lots of good stuff. And to my right, and I don't know if you guys are watching or not, Mike Stone is just pounding whatever's in that Maurice Claret edition water bottle.
Water. How about that?
Just water. Just making sure you weren't getting your goose on. Mike Stone is...
That's tomorrow.
Sitting with us for a moment, because tomorrow, what year of this is it? Six, seven?
I think it's five. Five? I think. I don't know.
Whatever. The Stoney Mojo Invitational is tomorrow. It is the real Midsummer Classic. For those of you that are familiar, bear with me. If you're not, you're new to it, very simple. The godfather of sports radio is sitting to my right. Bob is sitting where he normally sits, anywhere but work. Stoney and Wojo, the most iconic show in the history of the city, and we reunite them every summer because drops were their jam. But this is with a twist this year. So we wanted to have you for one segment.
Mm-hmm.
Intro the new twist, reveal one seeds, have you're looking at the bracket for the first time. I have not seen it yet. Mm-hmm. I like to just walk in the day of, and enjoy. Oh, Rico has his business glasses on. You're smiling. You're looking at it?
I am looking at it, yes.
Well, hold on.
Hold on. I don't think this is the right bracket.
Okay. It is not the right bracket. Kenny was premature and gave you a wrong bracket.
That's what I thought. Stop right there.
Okay. I swear this never happens, guys.
Okay. How many times you use that line?
I swear it never happens.
I have what's right in front of me.
Okay.
All right. Everybody calm down.
So I will tell you the name of the regions. We have four regions.
But one of those names is different, though, Stoney.
All right. But bottom line, there's a twist before we do the region.
Yes.
So Stoney was working with me. Rico's having a rap concert. Stoney was working with me one day, and you played audio off your phone, and I go, how the hell do you have that? So Mike found a treasure trove of the prime era Stoney and Wojo show drops.
Yes.
The classic.
Some random listener emailed it and I got it. And there's other stuff from that other station besides us, but we're only using our stuff.
But what I said to you was, wait a minute, that needs to be its own region.
Yes.
So what we wanted to do was this. There is a legacy of Stoney and Wojo. There's a legacy of every iteration of the show I've been a part of. We're going to have the two legacy brackets. Then the way we normally do it, you'll have two regions from the nonsense we do every day. Something new, something old, and a true battle royale. So now, do you want the names of the regions?
Yes, but I don't know all of them.
David is going to have to reveal them.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
That is not a name. That is not a name for the region. The very first region, I'm going to keep it simple. It is the Stoney and Wojo Legends region, and the number one seed for that one is... I'm
trying to get laid, dude. Kid Rock Palace. Pistons win a title, 04. Yes. Do I have that correct?
Yes, talking to me in the locker room.
Oh, God. How many Bud Lights deep were you? Come on, let's talk about
it. Not me. I was working. Oh. He was out of it.
All right.
Statute of limitations is up, Stoney. You can tell us what you had.
Yeah.
No, I probably drank after the
probably.
Yes, I did.
Stoney, you had a permanent beer can tattooed from the palace days. Come on. I saw it in action.
Yes. All right. Doing beers in Dumars' office with the late but great Matt Dobick after every game.
Please. Mm-hmm. All right. Region number two.
Region number two is the Mike and Rico Legends bracket. And that number one seed is...
Rod Allen's classic.
Yeah.
How a home run in Minnesota went horribly wrong.
Right. David, I just hope that the one region I hope is still named the same that I see on this sheet.
Let's go to the third region.
I will give you the third region, which is the white better region.
Okay.
Number one seed.
It's a comment about NC State's football helmets. This has really gone far enough.
Okay.
And what's the fourth region?
And the final region is the very fast region. Number one seed.
Yes.
Oh dear God.
That's my God. Am I allowed to have favorites in this?
A little, yes. A little inside the office stuff. When the preliminary regions and brackets were sent to me, that was a 7 seed, and I typed the selection committee back. I said, no, very fast has to be like a top 2.
So to be clear, your hands are all over this tournament this year. You have stepped in on rankings errors.
Just a little bit.
Okay, well, this is your final. How about this? This is your final chance to alter things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dave.
Yeah, this is what he said. He basically said that we screwed it up last year. Seeding was bad.
Okay.
This is what you're doing this year. Listen to me.
Okay.
No, that's embellishing.
That's what we do.
And David, that's in the white better region.
Okay, you're really having way too much fun with this. But here's my question. Do you have, as you're looking, now Stoney's looking through the entire bracket for the first time. Do you have any seedings you want to call out now? We're going to fix them. Because
this isn't the right bracket.
No, yeah. I don't have the right
bracket.
Why
was the man handed a completely wrong bracket, just so I understand?
I have no idea. Kenny came in here and said, I handed him something. I didn't see you. No. I can copy this and hand it to you. Give me
okay.
1 second.
Yeah, because what I want is Stoney to correct anything right now, because tomorrow when we hit the air, it takes all 4 hours to do this. It takes a village. So tomorrow, 2 o'clock, if you've experienced the Stoney Mojo Invitational, you know what you're getting. If you haven't, it's a great day to tune in. It's fun.
Exactly. We're going to have fun.
That's it. And I know you'll be betting doubles at Saratoga, and it's going to be an exciting afternoon.
That's right.
I will have fun. Kenny's addicted, so it's now it's...
Let's go!
There it is. Question for you.
Yeah.
1 seeds. What do you think the number one overall seed is?
I think second deck, actually.
The Rod Allen
Classic. You know what, Stoney? We're right there, because I was thinking the same thing. Like, probably second deck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
It's been off the board for a bit. For a reason.
I would dispute the number one seed in the Stoney and Wojo Legends. I think that's seeded too high.
Well, okay, time out. Right here,
well,
right now.
Well, we played it. We can't change it.
Yes.
We
can change it. Yes, we can. That's why you're here.
This is the soft opening.
Okay.
Mike, it's your legacy bracket.
Okay.
What should the number one overall Stoney and Wojo Legacy drop be?
Let me guess. It's the number 2 seed.
Yeah, because that's been with me.
You know what? I've worked with this man too many times.
Right. I just didn't want it to be about.
But see, people don't realize it. People don't realize.
Right.
Because you were at the old shop too.
Right. I don't want this to be about me. But
that's the number.
That should be the number one seed, I think, in that region.
Do you want that to be the number one? We'll make the change right now.
I think we should make the change. Yeah,
David,
that's better than Bloody Mary, yes.
David's
walking in right now.
All right, David, you're bringing this in. Listen, he's demanding.
Oh, man, I just saw one in the Legends tonight.
Hold on. David, how about David just walking away?
David.
Booth. Yeah, he's making a change. He wants the number one overall in the Stoney and Wojo Legacy to not be Kid Rock. He wants it to be where he slept with his sister.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We're going to make that change today. Anything else in your legacy region? Because, David, I'm not going to have any crying tomorrow, any complaining, and no slander of the amount of hard work you and Kenny put
in. Damn right.
So
I agree.
He's combing it right now. Anything?
Hold on.
Well, you're giggling. That doesn't help.
Okay. I would flip-flop 8-3.
In that region.
In that region.
In your region.
I'm only going to deal with my region.
Okay.
8-3 are what?
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be three. I mean,
okay.
Hold on. Play number. What's the 8 seed?
That's the 8 seed.
What's 3?
Can
you say it?
Kenny.
Nonfo. Listen. Those two changes, though.
Yeah, I think.
Okay,
I
David,
think so.
Switch to 1 seed.
I can make that.
Yeah.
Okay, Kenny, step away from the button. All right. Tomorrow.
I'm having fun.
Tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
I hadn't heard that one in so long.
Where is your Tommy Lee one? That's the one for me. But my opinion means nothing.
Tommy Lee. Where the heck is that one?
That is the classic. Tell if it's not in the tournament, we're not doing the tournament.
It's got to be here.
David somewhere. Is lovingly standing over Mike's shoulder. Hold on. Guys.
I know you had it.
Guys, you're killing me.
I don't see it. What the heck?
So, you know, as we're looking here, since it's radio, and this is
important. Huh. David.
No, here it is. I think it's this one.
Okay. What is it? What
I think
number?
It's labeled this.
Yes, nine. Yes.
The ninth?
The ninth seed.
Yes.
Kenny, do you have the ninth?
Never heard that before. Oh,
see, Kenny, this predates Kenny.
I know.
Kenny's memory doesn't exist before 2010.
Right.
I so know. This is, but that was the old pyramid.
The
right?
old pyramid. Okay. The old $20,000 pyramid. Okay. Man.
That's incredible.
How is that a nine? Oh, wow. That's tremendous. What's the eight seed?
9-4 now.
9-4.
Okay. Oh, no. My drop's not going to get out of the first round.
Right. That's why I liked it at three, but
okay.
You know what?
We'll leave it alone.
It's not for me.
Or you know, we could still do some massage.
So here's what we're going to do. We have play-in games this year, correct?
Yes.
All right. We are going to do the play-in games today later in the show, and we will do a more substantive reveal. I just wanted you to have a look at it before you left today. Make sure you were happy with it. Mm-hmm. And then here's the deal. Tomorrow, you guys know the rule. It's not disrespect. Just call the show prior before they're off the air and ask to get on hold. I just highly doubt you'll have full lines at 1:45. Call in, get in, and get ready to rock.
And there'll always be one line open for the Doughboy.
I really hope not. I really hope
to
not.
To the Doughboy, we're doing this tournament Thursday.
No.
All it's right. It's just worth it. Forget Mike's reaction to the Doughboy. That's worth the entire tournament.
It's nightmare fuel.
You
that,
love
that,
it.
That's a real person. All right. Tomorrow at 2, it goes down. It'll be the only time this year Wojo works 4 hours. Think about it. It's a special occasion. Mike, you need to text me later when you've decided on what you want catered.
Okay.
I will have a full spread. And I know if you pick something certain, you're going to get your very own personal pizza because you ain't sharing with nobody. I get it.
Let us know so I can at least do.
Okay.
I'll do my part.
I'm doing my part. Tomorrow at 2:00, text me later.
It's a paid vacation day for Rico.
I didn't do.
You know what? I'm just here.
That's right.
For the best seat in the house.
Yes.
We'll have a good time with it. We'll see you tomorrow at 2:00.
Yes,
okay.
Yep.
All right. We will get to business. We have a quarterback symposium to operate. ESPN spent all day bickering about the top 10 with front office executives, coaches, scouts. We need to have our say. And it starts with our man, Jared Goff. And whether he even makes the list, I will explain. We're going to talk criteria. Let's rock and roll.